That's when you open the doors for me. Now,
I was really just trying to talk us through an exploration of that question of who we consider to be part of mainstream U.S. society so that we wouldn't be too quick to pull the trigger on the whole notion of whether people who practice Islam are part of mainstream U.S. society. Muslim Americans expressed a persistent streak despite the negatives that are so real. They expressed a persistent streak of optimism and positive feelings. Overwhelmingly, they say that they're proud to be Americans. They believe that hard work generally brings success in this country, and they're satisfied with the way things are going in their own lives. They may not be as satisfied with the direction of the country as a whole, but they are satisfied with the way things are going in their own lives. Nearly two-thirds of Muslim Americans say that they're dissatisfied with the way things are in the U.S. today. About three-quarters say that Donald Trump is unfriendly towards Muslims in America. On both of these counts, Muslim opinion has undergone a stark reversal since 2011 when Barack Obama was president, at which point most Muslims throughout the country thought that the country was headed in the right direction and viewed President Obama as friendly towards America's Muslims. In addition, half of American Muslims say that it has become harder, though, to be Muslim in the U.S. in recent years. 48% say that they have experienced at least one incident of discrimination in the past 12 months. Almost half of all American Muslims, one incident of discrimination, at least one, in the past 12 months. But alongside these reports of discrimination, a similar and growing share of Muslim Americans say that someone has expressed support for them because of their religion in the past year. In fact, 49% of Muslim Americans say that someone has expressed support for them and their religion. 55% think that Americans in general are friendly toward U.S. Muslims, compared with just 14% who say that generally Americans are unfriendly towards U.S. Muslims. And I do want you to keep in mind that our focus is primarily American Muslims. All Muslims count, but we're focusing for this purpose on American Muslims, particularly when it comes to what they're thinking, what they're feeling. Despite the concerns and the perceived challenges that they face, get this, 89% of Muslims say that they are proud to be American and proud to be Muslim. 8 in 10 say that they're satisfied with the way things are going in their lives, and a large majority of U.S. Muslims continue to profess faith in the American dream. How many Americans who are not Muslims continue to profess faith in the American dream? I can tell you, it seems like quite a few Americans who are not Muslims were demonstrating that they don't have much faith in the American dream anymore based on the kinds of behaviors that we were seeing during the 2016 presidential election and what we're seeing even today. Think about it now. 70% of U.S. Muslims say that most people who want to get ahead can make it in America if they're willing to work hard. That said, I wonder what percentage of American Muslims say that Americans are having a difficult time getting work, getting jobs, getting paid because there are so many other folks taking their jobs from them, compared to the percentage of other Americans who are not Muslims, who blame the job crisis on other people who are taking their jobs away from them. These key findings of Pew Research Center's new survey of U.S. Muslims was conducted from January 23rd to May 2nd, 2017 on landlines and cell phones among a representative sample of 1,001 Muslim adults living in the U.S. The new survey asked U.S. Muslims about a wide variety of topics, including religious beliefs and practices, social values, views on extremism, and political preferences. While the survey finds that a majority disapprove of the way that Trump is handling his job, this isn't the first time the community has looked askance at a Republican in the White House. Muslim Americans are no more disapproving of Trump today than they were of George W. Bush's performance in office during his second term a decade ago. And while Muslims say that they face a variety of challenges and obstacles in the U.S., this too is nothing new. The share of U.S. Muslims who say it's getting harder to be a Muslim in America has hovered around 50% over the past 10 years. Over the same period, half or more of Muslims have consistently said that U.S. media coverage of Muslims is unfair. Now, let me ask you this. What do you think about the media coverage of Muslims, Muslims in general, and American Muslims in particular? Do you think that the media has generally been fair in the way it has covered Muslims? Do you think that you've heard, I don't want to say the same share, the same percentage, but you've heard a lot of negative about Muslims. We've heard about the extremism. Do you feel like we've heard enough from people who say, hey, you know what? This is not who we are. I was really touched and by the conversations that we were hearing when the one man, the one male Muslim and the two female Muslims were shot to death, almost execution style in North Carolina, and we were allowed to hear from Muslims, directly from Muslims, who expressed their dismay that these three people, who never tried to harm anyone, were shot to death by someone who had been basically railing on them for some time and finally killed them. And the media gave us an opportunity to hear the responses of people, including Muslims, regarding those murders. And so I think that one of the things we need to do is make sure that we are really noticing, taking note when Muslims are being given a voice. They are being given an opportunity to voice their thoughts, their concerns, their feelings. But that said, what do you think you've been presented most with? Extremist events that have occurred at the hands of extremist Muslims? Or do you think that you've been presented more with Muslims who are saying, this is not who Muslims are in general. This is who we are, and they present a different picture. People who are law-abiding, glad to be citizens, etc. A lot of this is going to have to do with what we choose to believe, what we choose to embrace. You know, President Obama, former President Barack Obama, stated very clearly on numerous occasions that he is not a Muslim, that he is a Christian. And there are many, many, many people all across the country who refused to accept what he said about his own religion, about his religious choice. So a lot of what we think about people has to do with the filters we choose to use. And if we choose to use filters that are rooted in hatred, malice, dishonesty, hostility, it's going to be difficult for us to really hear what people are saying. We're going to be talking some more about Muslims. We'll be hearing some more from Muslims. See if we can find some commonality. What do Muslims have in common with people who are not Muslims and vice versa? Is there a human connection that is even stronger than any religious disconnect? And again, I'm not even suggesting that anyone consider changing religions. I'm really focusing not so much on religion as I am humanity. Just like when I talk about some of the differences that exist between some homosexuals and heterosexuals. Certainly not encouraging heterosexuals to become homosexuals, but is there some human commonality between heterosexuals and homosexuals that can help us get along well with each other? I'll be back in just a few.